The next patient is Susan Crum. The last name is C-R-U-M. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. This is a 70-year-old patient of Mr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z, like in Zulu, A-P-R-N. I was referred to this office because of the possibility of primary hyperparathyroidism. A persistent hyperuricemia, an evaluation of the kidney function, period. As mentioned in the past note, the retroperitoneal ultrasound was reported negative. And the patient has evidence of high elevation, excuse me, elevation of the PTH up to 91 with an ionized calcium that is normal, 5.5. We're going to continue the close information, the close follow-up to see whether or not we have to intervene in the presence of a normocalcemic hyperparathyroidism. Number two. This patient has morbid obesity. For that reason, we ordered the ACTH, cortisol, growth hormone, and thyroid. All of them were reported negative. Period. The patient has been losing weight slowly, but consistently. The patient has been in the past taken Ritalin, R-I-T-A-L-I-N, for the attention deficit. That medication is going to make a contribution to decrease the appetite and improve the general condition. Following number. Arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been evaluated by the cardiologist. The ejection fraction has been between 50% and 60%. There was a grade 1 diastolic dysfunction as per the echocardiogram. Not significant. And valvular heart defeat, valvular heart disease. The patient is going to be continued on carbidopa 12.5 milligrams BID, clortalidone 25 milligrams on daily basis, and losartan 100 milligrams on daily basis, period. Even though the clortalidone is a thiazide-like diuretic, is not associated with a hypercalcemia, period. The patient does not have evidence of hypercalcemia, but has the elevation of the PTH, period. Following number, the patient has a history of gout and hyperuricemia. We are trying to qualify her for the administration of Crystexa, a KRYSTEXXA. We are waiting for the insurance to approve. We're going to repeat the laboratory workup, and we're going to bring her in about 3 to 4 months. Paragraph, we thank Mr. Dominguez for the kind referral. We keep him informed of the progress. The time spent in the service was 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 16 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.